Hi everyone, welcome back to a new episode of the Waste Free Journey podcast. I'm your host Steffi, and in our last episode I was talking about composting in general, and in this episode I want to focus more on the Bokashi method, because this is what I've been using since about a year and this is what I'm experienced in. So let's get right into it. I mentioned Bokashi in the last episode and I already started to explain you a little bit what it is and how to use it. Bokashi composting is a fermentation process. So keep in mind that your food scraps will not break down completely in the 2-week process in your Bokashi bin. You get started by buying 2 of the Bokashi bins. Usually they come in a set with the Bokashi brand. You just set up the Bokashi in your kitchen, you fill the first bin, you put in the sieve, and on top of it you sprinkle a little bit of the Bokashi bran, and then you just fill it with your food scraps, and every time you open it and you put another layer of food scraps into your bin, you sprinkle Bokashi bran on top of it until your bucket is full. I heard from a friend that it took her 30 days to fill her bucket. Like I said in the last episode, it takes me maybe a month or 2 to fill the bucket because I eat a lot of veggies, I have a lot of food scraps, and I do a lot of juicing. So I have relatively, probably more than the average person, food scraps, and I fill my bin very quickly. Then I close it, I keep it for 2 weeks minimum. It doesn't really matter if you keep it longer. I kept my last Bokashi bin over the winter time because I didn't see a reason to use it, because I couldn't use it outside, it was frozen. So it's a little bit of a problem in the winter. I paused Bokashi composting or fermentation during the winter. You just have to remember to take out the so-called Bokashi tea. It's the liquid that comes out when you open the drain, which is usually located on the bottom of your bin. This Bokashi tea is very acidic, so you can use it for fertilizing your plant, but you have to dilute it. So you can read about it, I think 1 to 100 or 1 to 1000 even. So please check it out, how to dilute it to not ruin your plants. I definitely used it as fertilizer before and I never had any plants dying or any problems. Quite the opposite. My plants were thriving after I watered them with the diluted Bokashi tea. This is something, like I said, that you have to remember. Even if you keep your Bokashi bin for weeks or months, you always should take out the Bokashi tea, drain the water, because otherwise it will start to rot and smell very bad, and then your batch is basically ruined. Otherwise, it's pretty easy peasy. You don't have to do a lot other than collect your organic waste and then fill it into the bin. I usually try to not open it too much because oxygen doesn't help with the fermentation process. So I keep all my food scraps and coffee ground in a container in my fridge until it's full, and then I fill it into the Bokashi bin. So how does it look like when you open it? It looks pretty much the same, a little bit fermented or pickled, a little bit more pressed together, because you always have to remember to press your vegetable scraps together inside the bin. So it's always very compressed and no like air pockets inside. So when you open your bin after a certain amount of time, it will just pretty much look the same. And then you have a few options. Option number one is the easiest, if you just bury it in your garden, if you have a garden. But I feel like a lot of people choose the Bokashi method because they don't have a garden and they live in an apartment, they don't have the option. Because if you have a garden, obviously you can also have a compost pile. So what you can do, option number two, is ask your friends, your family, maybe one of them has a garden, and you can ask people in a community garden. Usually they're very happy if you give them a bin of Bokashi, because informed gardeners, they probably know that it's really rich in nutritions and very healthy for the soil, so they probably would like to take your Bokashi, bury it in the garden, and then use the nutritious rich soil for their plants. The third option is you can do what I did, make a kind of soil factory on your balcony. I still don't really know if I did it right because I was just trying it and it's still in process. So I took a bin, I bought a secondhand plastic storage container bin, and I drilled holes into the bottom and I filled it with some compost soil, put a bokashi, and filled it again with compost soil. I have a video or a reel on my Instagram how I did it. And now I'm basically waiting for the pieces to break down. What I would recommend you is to have the pieces in your bokashi as small as possible and really cut your fruits and veggies very tiny before you put it into the bin, because all the big pieces take a long time to break down. And while smaller pieces are already vanished in this like soil factory that I have on my balcony, I can clearly see that bigger pieces are still there. And often I forgot to take the stickers off avocado or banana. And obviously these stickers do not decompose in this way, and you definitely have to take them off. So I just take out bigger pieces and then I use the soil. I actually used part of the soil that already broke down in my herb raised bed that I have now on my balcony. And we will just see in the next couple of weeks if everything goes fine or if it dies. You should definitely wait 2 weeks if you bury your compost, your bokashi in the garden, or if you make a soil factory, because like I said, it's very acidic in the beginning and it will not be good for any roots that you have around. So you should definitely wait for 2 weeks until it neutralizes, and then you can use the soil mixed with the bokashi in your garden or in your plant bed. The last option, and obviously the option that is the least sustainable or the least effective, is if you just use your bokashi and put it into your organic waste bin or in your general trash. If you have an organic waste collection, that's of course great, you can do that, because it will already take out a lot of greenhouse gases from this fermentation process. So it's still better to use bokashi and then put it into your collection bin than just putting your organic waste into a collection bin itself. If you don't have a organic waste collection, you can put it in a general waste. This is what we do here in Iceland, hoping that it gets separated in the new composting plant. I'm still figuring out how long it takes to break down entirely on my balcony. Obviously, I'm living in a colder climate here in Iceland, so just follow my journey and follow my Instagram. I can tell you more about the process there. I would still recommend bokashi, even though it's different than I imagined. I thought it would break down much more. You still have the food scraps, but they're fermented. I definitely would recommend it. If you don't want to have a compost bin, you can put everything in your bokashi, even dairy and meat, which I personally don't like, so I avoid this. And you don't have to worry about any odors, any smells coming from the bin. It's just when you open it, some people really don't like it. My boyfriend feels like gagging if he smells the bokashi, but everyone is different. So just try it out, and you can probably find secondhand bokashi here in Iceland. People always try it and maybe you want to get rid of it. They don't like it. So there's a group where you can get it secondhand. If you don't know which group it is, just write me a message. I can tell you it's Icelandic. Decomposing and composting is definitely a long process. It's not going to be like quick results. The feeling of turning your waste into soil again is just really fulfilling for me, and especially since I see how less general waste we have in our apartment. We empty our general waste now every 1 to 2 weeks, and that's basically because of the bokashi bin, because it takes so much of our organic waste. So try it out. If you have any questions, you can ask me or check my Instagram, where I have a lot of information. And I'm gonna see you guys and hear you guys next week. Have a wonderful weekend.